This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Today we preview a big gathering in the desert. Heather Subra is Chief of Staff with the International Dairy Foods Association, preparing for this year's Dairy Forum, and it's chock full of programs and speakers. Heather led the programming on getting all this together, and she joins us now. What are we looking for at this year's Dairy Forum later this month in Palm Desert, California?
Yes, it's been really exciting working with our team, with our subject matter experts and our CEO, and looking at what are the top challenges and opportunities facing the industry, and what do we all need to do to work together to position dairy for prosperity in the future. So we really kind of wanted to pick a theme that focused forward thinking. The Dairy Forum really is that premier conference that brings together all of the leaders in the industry, whether it be processors or farmers or co-ops or retailers, and really look at what are all the different challenges that we all face together. And with those challenges also comes opportunities. And so that's what we also wanted to focus on. What are all the positive things? There's certainly lots of things that we can talk about with the doom and gloom, but there's with that also comes different fresh ways of looking at things. And how can we be active in that and engaged in shaping the future for our industry? So this year we really wanted to look at where we are as an industry in a variety of different landscapes. So we wanted to look at policy. Where are we in the policy world? What's going to happen with the Farm Bill, and how is that going to impact farmers and processors, and what do we need to do to make sure that we're engaged in that process? And what about politics and midterms coming up in fall of 2018, and what does that mean for dairy? What's happening in the retail world and consumer trends, and how can we be proactive in helping shape some of those things and take advantage of all of the things that are happening for the benefit of our industry?
You mentioned politics and policy. You're diving right into that on the first day, huh?
Yes. We're kicking off the conference with Chairman Bob Goodlatte. He happens to be chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, so I think that alone will be of great interest to everybody. But also, he has a proposal to create a guest worker program, and that's really important to our industry. Farm labor is a very significant issue. So we're going to be hearing from him on what he thinks is going to be happening and sharing his insights on dairy's place in the Farm Bill. We're also going to hear from Deputy Secretary Steve Sinski, who is the number two in command at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So he's going to talk to us about what's happening at USDA and how are they preparing for the future and what do we need to do to help them move that forward and how can we influence what they need to do and what do they need to know about our industry in order to position the industry in a way that works for everybody. So we're really excited about having him speak to our group. And then we'll have Charlie Cook, who's going to be kind of predict what the midterm elections may bring. Fall of 2018 is going to be a big deal. What happens if the Democrats take over the House? Is that a possibility? What does that mean for policy moving forward? In a Farm Bill year, that has significant ramifications either way, whatever happens. So he's going to help us examine that. And trade, that is such a huge, significant issue for the dairy industry right now. We're very excited about this panel. We're going to bring together Ambassador Darcy Vetter, who was a former USTR ambassador to the U.S., to give the U.S. perspective. And then we'll have the ambassador to the EU providing the perspective from the European Union. And then we'll have Ambassador Tim Grosser providing the New Zealand perspective on what's happening in trade, because that's certainly significant. And talking about future, that's where the future, a lot of our future growth is going to come from, is the exports.
Sounds like you're packing in a lot at this year's Dairy Forum in Palm Desert, California.
Absolutely. So whether you're a producer, a supplier, or a co-op, they're all together and there's so many networking opportunities. Not to mention we're in California, which happens to be very warm this time of year, so that makes it also a plus there. So we'll be in Palm Desert, California, January 21 to 24. You want to register. It's not too late. You can visit our website at idfa.org and then click on events and then on Dairy Forum. And we would love for everyone to be there to help us shape the future together, because it's really about all of us working together to position dairy for prosperity.
That's Heather Subra, Chief of Staff with the International Dairy Foods Association. Again, more details at idfa.org. And stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.